For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to The Happy Hour with Nick Sainert.
Furby the Fourth ate his first solid food today, prompting a response of nothing but steaks all week for the Nebraska offensive line.
Then Enrique Alvarez Clary.
No more peaches and carrots for Herbie the Seventh. Baby food be damned.
Sponsored by Empire Fence and Netting on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back in. Happy Friday. It's the happy hour once again. Friends at Empire Fence and Netting, give them a call today for all your needs. 402-464-5685. Nick Sainert and Rico with you. You can always chime in 402-464-5685 on the Sartor Hamann text line or on the video stream. Also from our friends at Sartor Hamann Jewelers, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, or X, if you will. And then Allo Channel 961. All right, so we're going to put a bow on the Bronny stuff because we had some thoughts on the text line.
Ridiculous.
Here we go. Here's some thoughts overall on the text line.
Hit me.
We're not going to expand anymore. These are just the reaction that we got from a couple of folks.
I might hit you with like five words. I don't know. We'll see.
Limit it to five words.
Oh, I don't know if I can.
Limit it to five words. Doesn't have to be the most complete or coherent sentences.
Okay.
Augie, would anyone be in Nebraska be upset about Bronny getting drafted? He had played here.
No, they would be excited.
Okay, good job, Rico. All right, Rod in Lincoln says, none of this happens if his dad is not LeBron. He doesn't have that agent. He doesn't get scouted. All of this talk is nauseating.
If his dad isn't LeBron, he isn't born.
Okay. Let's be honest. The only reason Bronny got drafted is because of his dad.
Not true. He has skill.
Okay, there it is. There it is. All right, we'll just stop right there.
Okay.
Let's dive into Husker football conversation. This comes from Phil Steele's magazine.
Second one was difficult.
Yeah, second one was
tough. I don't think there's any way I could have done that in five words.
Not a chance. If dad not alive, Bronny. No Bronny.
I need one more.
Okay, so Husker football. Nebraska over the last 5 years, this kind of caught me by surprise because I did not realize that it was this bad. 13-31 in the last 5 years in the Big Ten Conference.
Really?
13-31. They have scored in those 44 games 193 points, which is not a whole lot.
I feel like Ohio State scored 193 last season.
They have Ohio State, just to put into perspective, is 35-3 over the last 5 years.
Goodness gracious.
Or excuse me, 38-3
yeah.
over the last 5 years. They have scored 351 points per game.
Yeah, that checks out.
Averages 25.5. Ohio State does in Big Ten.
Redonkulous.
Michigan is 34-8. In the last 5 years, Iowa has the third best Big Ten conference record in the last 5 years. 31-13.
That is
a complete flip.
Yeah.
From Nebraska. Iowa with 31 wins, Nebraska with 13, Iowa with 13 losses, Nebraska with 31 losses.
The anti-Nebraska. It is surprising and not surprising at the same time. Like, it's surprising because I would have thought Penn State would be three. Like, if you told me Iowa was top five in wins over the last 5 years in the Big Ten, I would not be surprised. Them being at three is surprising.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you think of how good they've been over the last 5 years, especially defensively. And it's not too terribly surprising to see them that high because they've been taking care of business, at least on the Big Ten West side of things.
So here's what's crazy.
Which no longer exists.
There are only six teams that have a above 500 Big Ten record in the last 5 years.
How many teams?
Only six.
Okay. Ohio State, Michigan, Iowa, Penn State.
Yep.
hold on. Give me a second. I feel like these, some of these should be obvious. Wisconsin?
Yes.
One more.
And there's one more.
One more.
Wisconsin is 25-17. Penn State, 29-16.
It's another Big Ten East team.
It is not.
It is not.
This team is Big Ten West.
Big Ten West. Now I got to go through all the... Minnesota.
Minnesota.
There we go.
Minnesota's 24-19. Then you have Purdue, who's 20-22. Michigan State, 18-25. Illinois, 18-26. Maryland, 14-27. Indiana, 14-29. Northwestern, 14-29. Nebraska, 13-31. Rutgers, 9-36.
Oh, no. Nebraska's worse than Indiana?
There you have it.
Wow.
I mean, think about where that's at.
It makes sense over the last 5 years.
It's kind of demoralizing. Like, it's humbling.
It's been a bleep show. It really has.
If you want to, even if you want to just go the last 3 years, because remember, Indiana did have that really good year.
That 1 year. That's where all those wins came from.
It is. Because if you take away the last 3 years, Indiana, 3-24. Nebraska, 7-20. Rutgers, 6-21. Nebraska and Northwestern in the last 3 years have the same Big Ten football record, 7-20 overall. In the last 10 years, Nebraska, 33-54. That is good for fifth worst.
That checks out.
The highest. That's in 10 years. So since 2014, since Bo Pelini left or was fired.
Yeah.
You want to hear something sickening here?
This isn't the sickening part.
This is not the sickening part. Ohio State, in the last 10 years in the Big Ten Conference.
Do I want to know?
77 wins.
Less than 10 losses.
7 losses. I knew it. They are 77-7 in the Big Ten Conference
and three of
in
those,
the last 10 years.
3 of those have come to Michigan in the last 3 years.
That is right. That is correct. That's where...
You mean to tell me they've had four...
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
4 losses before the last 3 years of Michigan.
So actually, in the last 3 years, Ohio State is 24-3.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 5 years, Ohio State was 38-3. So that means from 6 years ago to 10 years ago, Ohio State had those other 4 losses.
Yeah.
Jarring.
That
right?
Sucks.
Doesn't make you feel great. Doesn't make you feel great. Now,
you know what? If you're an Ohio State fan, also doesn't make you feel great because no national championships in that span.
That's right.
Or no.
2014. No,
that was before that.
2014, yeah, the first year of the Big Ten, or excuse me, of the conference, college football playoff.
Ezekiel
now,
Elliott.
Here's the deal with Ohio State, and this is just kind of eye-opening, I suppose. The 2024 projected starting lineup, Will Howard will be at the starting quarterback projected to be. How about these other quarterbacks?
Great quarterback transfer.
Probably,
Kansas State.
Probably could start almost anywhere else, these other quarterbacks.
Well, let's just say in the Big Ten, right?
Yeah.
Will Howard is starting it.
Has the opportunity to compete.
Would be starting at every Big Ten school.
Yes. No J.J. McCarthy, no Talia. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Will Howard would be starting at every Big Ten school.
Maybe not Oregon because of Dillon Gabriel.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not Oregon. Washington lost their quarterback.
Is Will Rogers there or did he leave again? He's still there. He transferred up. I don't know if he transferred out again.
Will Rogers. Yeah, transferred out.
Mississippi
transferred
State.
Out.
He transferred out. Okay, then yeah.
Backup quarterback, Devin Brown, who saw time last year.
Mm-hmm.
The 5-star freshman who enrolled later than the rest of everybody else because he initially started at Alabama, Julian Sain.
Yep.
Air Noland, the high 4-star freshman.
Mm-hmm.
And Lincoln Kineholtz, the 4-star redshirt freshman out of the state of South Dakota.
Oh, he stayed? I thought he entered the portal.
He did stay.
Wow.
Lincoln Kineholtz. Then at running back, you have Trevion Henderson Jr., who was the number 1 overall running back out of the state of Virginia a few years ago.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He was thought to be a high second round pick after his freshman season.
Quinshon Judkins, the potential number 1 transfer portal player in the entire country this year out of Ole Miss.
Dude's a beast.
Um,
very surprising transfer.
Then James Peoples, who's a junior running back, and Sam Williams-Dixon. At wide receiver, you have the number one overall player in the country last year in Jeremiah Smith. Mm-hmm. He's a freshman. You have Emeka Ebuka, who's going to be an NFL guy.
He's going to be a first-round guy.
And then you have, there's a couple more in here.
Literally all the other wide receivers.
All the other wide receivers.
They're just five stars. They're all five stars. I don't know.
Yeah. Not. I mean, Ohio State is going to be filthy.
They're loaded. They are.
They also don't have the most difficult of schedules.
Disgustingly talented.
They don't have the most difficult of schedules. 35th in the country.
Wow.
They open up with Akron. Then they play Western Michigan at home.
You know who's going to be torn in that matchup? LeBron James.
That's correct. Akron. Then Western Michigan. Then a bye. Then they have Marshall. They go on the road to Michigan State.
So they have three byes or four byes.
Four byes to start. At Michigan State.
Five byes.
Iowa at home.
Oh, it's in the horseshoe?
It's in the shoe.
Yeah, never mind.
This is the big one. At Oregon. At Oregon on October 12th. That makes you excited.
Ooh, Autzen.
Then a bye before Nebraska goes to the shoe.
Oh, they get a bye before Nebraska?
They get a bye before Nebraska.
You didn't need a bye.
I would have liked to see Oregon and then straight into Nebraska.
Yeah, you don't need a bye. Don't give them an extra week.
You know why they needed a bye is because after Nebraska, they go to Penn State.
Nebraska's practically.
Then it's at Penn State, Purdue at home, at Northwestern, and then you finish up with two home games against Indiana and Michigan.
That is not a difficult schedule at all.
Not horrible. I mean, obviously, at Oregon and at Penn State are notable.
You have three tough games, and even then, I'm not sure about Michigan.
Yeah.
Oregon and Penn State are your toughest matchups.
Yeah, that's not what I mean.
And Penn State's always been, not doormat, because that's completely wrong, but always has just been that little brother to Ohio State and Michigan through the years.
Oregon's schedule. Idaho, Boise State at Oregon State. We get that Oregon State game much earlier in the season now.
Mm-hmm. Since they're not in the
same conference. Then it's a bye. At UCLA, Michigan State, Ohio State, at Purdue, Illinois, at Michigan, Maryland, at Wisconsin, by Washington.
Also not the toughest.
Much tougher than Ohio State, though. Because Oregon has to match up with Ohio State and Michigan.
And Wisconsin.
Boise State's a sneaky team out of the Mountain West.
We'll see how Oregon State looks. I'm not too confident in them after losing,
which is unfortunate. Unfortunate after Trent Bray took over. He's in their first year or in his first year.
I think he'll get them right, but it's that first year is going to be.
I think that's so relative though. With when you're looking at Oregon State and Washington State, because they're in the Pac-2 and they're mm-hmm. merged with the Mountain West now, and it's like, how do you feel just overall about what they could do? The national relevancy that those two schools hold, not a whole lot, especially now that Jonathan Smith moved on.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. 402-464-5685. We'll table our X Factor conversation for Monday. Let's do that. When we come back, let's break down NFL running backs. Christian McCaffrey, there was an article about Christian McCaffrey earlier today and it kind of played into the conversation we had yesterday on the crossover about MLB pitchers running the engine red. Mm-hmm. NFL players now, running backs. We equated and compared Major League Baseball pitchers to NFL running backs yesterday, and to where they organizations from that standpoint don't care about longevity of a career. They're going to try to get the most out of you in a few short years and then go ahead and move on, because we saw that with Kansas City as well, with a 7th-round pick and Isaiah Pacheco took a flyer. Mm-hmm. All coming full circle, took Works a flyer out. And see what happens. We'll dive into that, because we'll compare salaries, contracts, just the amounts of monies that guys are getting for a few short years. We'll talk all about that with Stricky as we get you ready for On the Block. Rico is filling in for Austin on the block today from 2 to 4. So it'll be Strick and Rico. We'll get you ready for that when we come back.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.